Talk Radio.
I can relate to the Hulk. I mean, I've never been in a fight. But the problem is, instead of superhero strength, I have the strength of a five-year-old.
This is where the white trash part comes.
Can I interest you with some sex?
You banging cars? I'm going to talk shit about you.
It's 6:30 on a Sunday, and we are live. This is your weekly AA meeting with Arlo and Adam.
Bomb square.
Square.
Square. I can't even talk.
He said square.
Stuttered.
You just ruined it.
I did. We had a bomb scare here in Tahlequah. Somebody called a bomb scare. Scare. See, I did it again. Why can't I say that word? I can't say that word at all.
Yeah. Go ahead and put your fine ass mama back on the phone.
You know what your shirt's made out of? Boyfriend material.
That's right. I'm back, and I am still boyfriend material, but don't worry about it. I got a ring on. My name's Adam. With me, as always, is the thing that goes bump in the night. What's up, Arlo?
What's up, big dog? How we doing?
I'm doing good, man. How can you not be doing good with an intro like that?
Dude, I love the new intro. That is what's up.
I'm sitting there looking at you, and you're just like wilting. You're just sitting there. Lost it.
Dude, I was holding all that in the middle of that, in the middle of the intro there. Dude, I like this new little prop you got me here.
Good, good. Yeah, that's, only said it a dozen times, I love techie people.
That's true. I love techie people, you know what I mean? Shit.
Well, you hit the jackpot with a co-host when it comes to tech and post, and everything else if you ask me, but I'm a little biased, but... yeah, that's man, we had a good week. I had a little technical difficulty. Unfortunately, the regular feed did not record as it should, but thanks to you being Facebook Live, which, by the way, you are live right now on your personal Facebook page, we were able to salvage the show a little bit. And
that's true.
I was able to do some techie things with the audio, give us some good quality hearing. Another cool thing, we have changed our phone number. We are no longer relying on Blog Talk. We have a more of a local number. The number for you to call or text in is 918-973-0377. Once again, that number is 918-973-0377. 0377. You can call or text in. You can also email us at aameetingpodcast@gmail.com. We'll get those emails and we can read your emails on the show. Or you can call in and join in on the conversation. So how's your week, dude?
Man, it's been alright. How's yours been? I mean, mine's been kind of slow.
Yeah.
I mean, got a new job. Start Monday or Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know about this.
Yeah, I know. Kind of crazy. I'm going back to selling cars.
Okay.
Going over Studeville Ford here in Tahlequah. So, yeah. Pretty exciting. Anybody looking for a car, come find me. Car, truck, SUV, trust me, baby. I'll get you hooked up.
That's awesome. That I cannot see you not excelling at that.
It's a good gig. The only problem I've ever had when I was selling cars is I don't like screwing people over.
Yeah.
A couple of the dealerships I went to, they wanted me to screw people over. I'm not going to drop name drop, but a couple of them wanted me to screw people over. And they're like, oh... Let's go whack them over the head. And I couldn't do it. I can't do it when you put it in that form. You know?
Well, I mean, you got to make that profit. You got to make your commission. But it's another thing to totally just like you get. I'm going to have you this $500 widget and then sell it to you for $1,500.
Exactly. And that's exactly.
All right. There's a line. And, you know, and I get into it a lot of people with. I'm not going to name political parties, but there's schools of thought because, you know, we're Americans, you know, we got to have the capitalism. and that's well
What's
and
up,
good,
bro?
You know, you do well at your job, you should excel.
Exactly.
We are a buyer's market, but exactly. It's another thing to just fully bend people over and just
stick it to them,
shaft them as hard as you can.
No, 100% agree, brother. 100% agree. 100% agree. And, you know, I mean, it's. The car biz, it's a little rough, I mean, because you're gonna have hot months and you have cold months.
Yeah,
but I mean, all in all, I mean, as long as you do your thing, you know, you can make your living.
I can't do the heat. I can't. I'm a big sissy.
I tell you what, though, the only thing I do enjoy about being out there is I get dark as I don't know what, dude.
Dude, that probably takes 3 days, and you're already looking.
I'm like
Hispanic,
dude. I'm like black.
It's, yeah, I was gonna say after a month. After a month, you probably look changed to. Yeah, we're not gonna. That's too loaded. There's no right answer, no right way to word that.
Yeah,
but,
dog. I mean, yeah. I get dog as a motherfucker out there.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Plus, I mean, I just, like I said, I can't see you not not succeeding. You just have a way with people.
I try to, man. I just treat people the way I talk to people and treat people the way I want to be treated.
Right.
You know, and that's, it's not that hard.
You know, it gets, customer service gets so overrated. I mean, and there's so many people that shouldn't be in customer service.
Oh, absolutely. Like,
you walk in and people just give you nothing but attitude, and they want an argument.
And, you know, like I said, I've been selling cars. You know, I've sold cars for a while. And the thing is, man, you know how many people's come into my lot crying.
Right.
Because they left a lot, but they were wanting to buy something.
Uh-huh.
And came in and bought off me.
Wow.
And, you know, I always tell people the most I try to do is I shoot for a $500 commission.
Right.
If I get you a $30,000 car at the payment I want, I should at least get $500.
Sure.
You know. Yeah. And all that is, that's $2,000 over what you're paying.
Right.
And that's $40 extra on your payment.
And I'm sure people hear this and they're like, oh, you're making that much. Well, no, I mean, no, you got to, that's what, you. If you're lucky, you might sell one or two cars a day. Mm-hmm. If you're lucky.
Dude, if you could sell one or two cars a day, you're amazing. You're amazing. I mean, you're looking at maybe, best I've ever done was 20.
20 in a day?
No, a month.
A week? A what month? Okay. Okay.
And I mean, if you can sell one a day, I'm looking at selling maybe 3 a week.
Okay.
That's my goal, to get 12 at least a month.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's tough business, man. Especially you get some of them old timers in there, man. You get them old timers in there. Them dudes,
tire kickers.
Them dudes just want to, they snake you. They try to sneak in on your deals. They try.
Yeah.
Because, like, oh, you're the new, you need help closing? I don't need help closing. Throat, yeah. You know, no, I don't need help closing, man. Get your old ass out of here.
This is my corner. Get off my corner.
It is, man. I mean, it's a big cutthroat business when you're in that car business.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts, man. I mean, people get crazy over that money, man. That's, you know, that's the two things I've never liked.
Mm-hmm.
I've never liked about the business. The last two business I've been in has been all money business.
Right.
And one thing I can't stand is greed.
Yeah.
Greed just for greed. Like, all they're doing is trying to screw people over to make bucks.
Yeah. And just too often people can't draw the line between success and greed.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Doing the bouncers and the cell phones. Well, hell, just doing the bouncers. I got in on doing these this bouncer business last year, and
that's true, Jimmy.
They cut me a really good deal on it, and so I couldn't say no. So I got into the biz, and mm-hmm. I only had like two or three people local that I was competing with, and now I look around and they saw how well I was doing, and now there's like five or six people
bouncers?
Just in town,
really
doing bouncy houses.
That is crazy.
And I'm like, what the F, you know? And, you know, they, like they say, you know, if you're good, you make it look easy.
Exactly.
And I do. I mean, I'm on social media. You people think I whore myself out on this podcast, just on this podcast. You should see me on every day between, let's see, I've got.
He said you should see him every day. Get the fuck out of here.
Man. I got my personal page. I've got my cell phone page. I've got my bouncer page. I've got the AA meeting page. Plus, you know, just a couple other pages that are just special interest. And, I mean, I bounce around all over social media. And anywhere I can connect them, I can. And I never really realized how many irons I have in the fire until the other day. I shared something on my personal page, all the different things I've got going, and I said something along the lines of, let me fix your phone so that you can listen to my podcast.
What's up, Berto?
While your kids are bouncing in the bouncers. And I put all the links out on that one post. I'm like, damn.
Man, you know, and you know, though, I also started doing my paperwork for the gym.
Oh,
I know.
I'm excited about that.
I am so excited.
Is it feeling real yet?
It's starting. It's not felt 100% real. It's starting to feel real. Like, I got a lot of it done.
Uh-huh.
Berto said I got him beat.
Yeah, probably.
It don't take much, Berto.
But like I said, you know, I mean, it hasn't felt 100% real yet. I mean, because I haven't, it's not all the way through. Once everything starts getting through, I went and got estimates on everything I'm going to need. Yeah, that's the crazy part. Like,
you know, I was surprised.
Oh yeah, no, not really.
Good,
no, okay. Not really. I knew it was going to be astronomical, but worth it.
Yeah,
yeah, that's why the place I got. Hopefully, I can get. It's going to have the. It's got an apartment upstairs, so I can just live out the thing, kill two birds with one stone.
That makes a world of difference.
Oh, huge difference, huge difference. I got a name. I said,
let's hear it.
Before I went out and got estimates, I said, you can't just get estimates if you don't have a gym,
right?
Yeah, I didn't have a name.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what I was going to do. Yeah, I didn't have a name for it. So how can I get estimates if I don't have a name for it?
Right.
You know, it's kind of like wanting to build a house, but I don't know where I want to put it. You know what I mean? I mean, that's dumb.
Which does happen.
What's up, Mr. O-double-R? You know, I was like, well, I need to come up with a name. So I'm going to call it The Compound.
The Compound.
The Compound. I like it. But it's also going to say The Compound Elite Fitness Incorporated.
That's smart.
So that way it says, but yeah. Like all you're going to see like in big concrete looking lettering is The Compound.
Right.
And then like in fine pen, and like fine pen,
right,
cursive will be Elite Fitness Inc. I'm going across it.
I like it.
The colors I'm going with is going to be gray, like a dark gray and a neon green.
Yeah, gray and green, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I can put a lot of Hulk shit in there, you know, because I like the Hulk.
You going to do any camo stuff in there?
Oh yeah, dude. We'll do it all. You
that's,
know, man.
That's Compound is so easy to market, though,
isn't it?
Yeah. I'm just sharing this here on our feeds, so that
thank you, Berto.
We
Berto said nice.
For those of you listening to the show, we have a Facebook page, AA Meeting Podcast. You can just basically just search AA Meeting Podcast. We are everywhere. We are on Facebook. We're on YouTube. That's where all of our videos are uploaded. We're on Twitter, AA Meeting Pod. But yeah, we've got plenty of ways. And we are on iTunes, so you can catch us on all your big podcast catchers.
So, you know, let's see. I changed jobs this week.
Yeah.
I went and got estimates this week for the gym. I started my paperwork for the gym. And I also shaved this week.
Well, it's starting to get the stubble now.
Oh, yeah, it's coming back, dude. They didn't know. They're going to get Teen Wolf before it's over, you know? I mean, I got the shaggy hair and all. Like, I fixed it, you know? Like, I combed it the best I could that day when I went in there. I was like, well, I hope they ain't getting used to this.
Right?
Man, because, you know, I'm not going to cut it. I got to grow it out. The best thing about it, every time I go to a business and I start growing my hair out, and they're like, well, why are you growing your hair out? Then you tell them why, they kind of shut up.
Okay.
Nobody wants to be the person to be like, no, you can't grow your hair out to donate it. Nobody wants to be that person.
That's, yeah, right? And that's such an awesome thing. You're the only person I've ever heard of that does that I, like, know personally.
Mm-hmm.
That's freaking awesome.
Well, and the reason I did, ever tell you why I do it?
No, you told us that you do it.
The reason I do is because back when I was cashiering down at the casinos,
right?
I had these older ladies and that were super nice to me. Super, mm-hmm. they had no connections to each other, three of them.
Yeah.
And they had no connections to each other, but they were super nice to me. They didn't, you know, they didn't tip, they didn't win, but I adored them. They were just awesome ladies.
Yeah.
And each one of them, within like, I swear, like a 5-6 month span, each one of them got breast cancer.
Oh,
so they had to go through chemos and all that, and they lost their hair.
Uh-huh.
And at the time, my hair was getting a little shaggy just because I was just being shaggy.
Right.
And they were like, oh my God, you have pretty hair, you know, because it was getting curly, and I try to straighten it out right now, so I don't even know what it looks like. They were like, oh my gosh, I like your hair. It's curly, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then they were like, well, you ought to grow it out and donate. And I was like, yeah, I will. Well, mm-hmm. I can't say that and take it back.
Right.
You know?
Don't be that guy.
Yeah, I can't be that guy. And so I was like, you know, you can't tell somebody. You can't tell them. You can't really tell someone, oh, I understand. Because you mm-hmm. don't. You know.
Right.
But you can sit there and tell them you support them. You know.
Right.
That you're giving some support. And that's all I was doing, man, just to make them feel better. So I grew it out. And at one time, I almost cut it. Like, it got to mm-hmm. the point. I went online, dog, and started finding everywhere that I could look that would take it at 10 inches. Yeah.
That's what she said.
I'm sorry.
I could not say it.
I ain't met many that could take 10. I'm just joking.
But anyway, we digress.
What's up, Jeremy Reed? So I grew it out. I grew it out, and I was about to cut it. It was at 10 inches, and I was like, good Lord, man, this is driving me wild right now. It's driving me crazy, touching my ears, messing with everything. So I sat there, and I was like, man, you got this. Just find somewhere. It'll be the same.
Yeah.
Be the same. Still going to a good cause. You did your thing. Mm-hmm. It's 10 inches, whatever. And I swear, that night, I got off the work from the bars, right? And mm-hmm. I went and sat down, and I was watching TV. And I seen this thing called The Kindest Cut, and I have no idea. I'm a signs guy. Y'all call me crazy, whatever, but I'm a signs guy. And for whatever reason, I was drawn to watch this. And I said, what in the world is this? Turning on, it's about Locks of Love. And it's showing all the kids that it makes a wig for.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I'm not a super big crier back then.
Yeah.
I was tearing up like a baby, dude. And I said, dude, you can handle 2 more inches, man the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know, and I did. And ever since then, and now I'm going to do it again just because I told someone I would. So, you know, man's only as good as his word.
You know, and that's crazy how fate can do this. Call it fate, call it deity, call it whatever you want. It's crazy. Like in your lowest, your deepest hour,
you find something.
You get that sign, you know, like you said. Yeah.
Whether it's a person, whether it's a moment,
yeah.
Whether it's an object, something.
Moment of weakness.
Yeah. Just something comes to you. And it's really weird, man. I just call that, you know, that's just life, man. That's what it brings to you. You know, it brings the stuff you need. I always tell people, life, you know, people can say the Lord, people can say the universe, people mm-hmm. can say whatever they want, but it brings the people that you need in your life
yeah.
at the right time when you need them the most. They can never be too early, never be too late.
Right.
Trust me. You just got to work at it when it gets there and know it.
Amen, brother. I mean, it's...
And know it's calling.
That's true.
Because trust me, them second chances don't come back.
Right. Well, speaking of calling, why don't you guys call? Anyone who's listening?
Anybody's listening. Call in.
Give listening on number. The stream, watching there on the stream, you got something to say. Tell us an inspirational story that maybe, something you did that's charitable, especially if you saw a sign that moved you to do so or reinforced what you were doing. The phone number is 918-973-0377. 918-973-0377. Or you can text. Call or text that number. You can get a hold of us.
Yeah, tell us a story, man. We love hearing people's stories out there of inspiration of everything that happens in life. You know, that's what we're here about, man.
Exactly.
Brian Becker, what's up, man? He's got a great saying, Beck does. His motto is people helping people. I absolutely love that saying.
Right.
You know, that's just one of the best sayings I ever... I tell you what, he's a car salesman. He does it right, too. I've seen him treat a lot of people right.
And, you know, I mean, that kind of goes back to the hippie thing. I mean, but we are. We all share this big rock we call Earth. We are all here, so why not give each other a handout instead of thinking about me, whatever, you know.
Instead of kicking people down, man.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sucks to be them. Oh, that you say that in my presence, and I swear, I don't care what it is, it really, that really hits a nerve for me when I hear people say that. Even, like, people I don't like. I'm like, man, really? Unless that you just really have been shitting on me for like the last X amount of days or months, and then karma finally kicks you in the ass, then I might enjoy it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've said that about you, though, a time or two.
A lot of people have.
I'm just fucking with you, dog.
Well, and speaking of that, there's a big app out now that's going viral. I can't even pronounce it right. It's called Saraha.
I've seen people put it on there.
It's Sarahah. And I believe...
Saraha.
Right. Saraha.
You know, and you know, I'm not trying to...
It is Middle Eastern.
I was wondering if it was.
Yeah, if you go to the page, I think there's some of the... possibly Arabic. I don't know the language, what language it is, but it's a foreign app. Anyway, the purpose of this app is you create an account, you put your link out, and then people can click this link, and it's 100% anonymous, and you can send them a message and say whatever it is you've always wanted to say this to this person, but you've been too chicken shit to say your entire life.
That's so stupid. That's so stupid. You know who made that, right?
NSA?
You know who made that, right?
Who's that?
A creeper.
Not this guy.
A creeper. I know I'm a creeper made Sarah, whatever the fuck it is. A creeper made that so he can talk dirty to a girl and not get caught.
That's true. I mean, I see the potential in it.
I see zero potential in it.
I'm not saying good potential. I'm not saying like, this is going to be a good thing for humanity.
So you said zero potential. What kind of potential to me is only good? I don't see bad potential. They just
potential is the is room for expansion, room for growth.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be viral. And I'm not saying that's a good thing. Kim Kardashian and Justin Bieber's viral. Neither of them, I believe, have any potential for benefit of mankind.
Me telling Kimbo Slice beating up bums behind Burger King went viral for a small time.
Yeah, but that had potential. That would have been so freaking awesome to watch.
Would have been amazing.
But I've heard people on both sides of this. I've got several friends, and I'm not knocking it. I mean, if you want to do this stuff and then you get such a kick out of knowing...
Talking dirty to people. That's all that's for, man. That is all that's for.
Well, I mean, look at it this way. I mean, you asked me a couple of weeks ago when what my one superpower would have been. And I said telekinesis. Well, a lot of people would also say telepathy. They'd like to be able to read minds. Dude, I think that would be a curse. That'd be the worst curse in the world to actually you walk up and you can't turn that shit off.
Because you're hearing everybody's thoughts.
You know exactly what everybody thinks. And I posted earlier this week whenever I saw a good friend of mine. And I was like, you know, I was like, that's kind of cool. I mean, I've always kind of wondered what people think of me. Like, really?
Uh-huh.
But I don't. I enjoy the delusion that all my friends actually like me and I don't have any stalkers that are like pining for me or building shrines in their bedroom closet or something.
You know, I'll tell you this too, having been able to read people's minds, it would save you a lot of BS and heartache.
It would.
Like, I could go up and be like, what's up, girl? And she'd be like, this motherfucker. Lighter.
Do you ever watch that?
Turn around and walk off.
Do you ever watch that movie, What Women Want, with Mel Gibson?
Yes, great just movie. Like I love that movie.
But that what kind of helps base my decision. That would be a curse after a while, you know, because I don't know. I just
if it was just women, though, that's no. I'd be in trouble like Mel Gibson,
right? Well, let me tell you. Oh yeah, because when he's really tuned in,
boy, he was zoned in. He knew what to say, how to say it, when to say it.
Oh man, that was awesome.
I'd have been in trouble, dog.
Right? I'm sure the divorce ratio would probably go way down.
It would.
Because there's so much miscommunication anymore.
Tons. But communication's never there anymore, man.
That's. But you're right. You're right. I just see, like, for girls,
mm-hmm.
just like message. I've always thought you were so attractive. Oh, I've always wanted a chance with you.
You're talking about that Sarah Hall?
Yeah.
Dude, it's so stupid.
And then, like, for guys, I'm sure, like, especially, like, mine, if I put it on there and, like, here, tell me what everyone thinks. I'm sure I'd have, like, a dozen people's like, you're so fucking creepy. Oh, you so weird me out. I swear you're gay. Or something like
that. I'll put it this way, though.
Yeah.
You know, for guys to make one, all that was made for is for hot chicks to get on there and guys to talk dirty. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Because when guys put on there,
mm-hmm.
I imagine a few girls will get on there and talk open up and
yeah,
say a couple of dirty things to you, but not over the top. Like, girls are getting like 100 messages like every hour from different dudes.
You know, I've heard some people say, oh, it's just these girls needing attention. Oh, it's these girls needing validation.
Not.
I think it's just people. One, I think the majority is like honestly, like innocent people just innocently wanting to know what people really think about them. And that's fine if you're a strong enough person to know that. I'm not. I know I'm not.
Okay.
If somebody's nice to me, I want to think that that person genuinely
just being nice
likes me or has at least warm enough thoughts towards me to rather than ever just walking up to random people and it's like, oh, you're a douchebag or you're creepy or you got nice boobs, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't. A lot of it, but it's taken off. I keep seeing that popping up on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and people posting this stuff, and I'm just like, man, that's whatever. I mean, different strokes for different folks. Yeah, I couldn't.
I
get
totally
it.
Disagree, though. It's just going to be. It'll be done. It'll be done. Like in 8 months, it'll be over.
That's true.
If that.
Yeah. I didn't say it's going to stay.
Oh Lord, yeah. No, it ain't staying. it ain't staying. About another 8 months, some other fad will come out. Someone's going to make bank off of this.
Just took a drink. You saw that. My monster just like spit in my face.
Right in your eyes.
I guess Sarah Ha has karma on its side. I was bashing Sarah Ha and then spit in my face. What the hell? Anyway, yeah.
Got all in his eyes, he said.
Yeah. A little warning would have been nice. But what was the other thing I was going to say? Yeah, that's a big one, though. Even Snapchat, I don't get Snapchat.
I don't either. Like, I don't do Snapchat. The only reason I do Instagram, mm-hmm. I do Instagram just to follow, like, a bunch of bodybuilders, like, people who train, stuff like that, yeah. So I can kind of get, like, workouts and watch them do, because they'll do, like, videos for help people. Yeah. But as far as Snapchat, dude, I don't even do Snapchat. And like I said, I feel sorry. The biggest people I feel sorry for out of all these different stupid things is the girls.
Yeah.
Girls get so many creepy messages a day, dude. It's unreal. Like, especially with this Facebook Messenger.
Yeah.
Like, people will find them and just randomly call them.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even think about that.
Who does that? Really? Who does that? And honestly, do you really think that's going to work? Whatever happened to just meeting someone? Whatever happened to just talking to someone? That's what's problem with the world, man.
Yeah. Well, it gives, again, anonymity, but...
What's up, TJ?
Back in our days, though, and this kind of goes back to why I sucked with women, especially in high school.
I know you did that.
I was terrified, dude. I'm like totally Raj from Big Bang. I swear it is. I mean, if I was attracted to somebody, I couldn't talk to them.
It happened.
I had no. I could. I sucked at icebreakers. Now,
yep.
Once the ice is broken, man, I can carry a conversation, but I can't start one.
Can't start one.
But
your clothes are not the
right.
Other.
But okay. With social
you
media.
You need a wingman.
Exactly.
Okay.
And with people like that, with social media, they can take their time. Mm-hmm. They can sit there, what's a good one? And then they can creep on their Facebook page.
Exactly.
And see pictures. Oh, she likes this.
That's stalking.
It is stalking.
That is stalking.
And I'm not saying this is a good thing. I'm just saying it's the way of the world now. But, you know, the other byproduct of it, to it is the douchebag youth that we have that has no
horrible.
Accountability.
None.
Because they can sit there and hop on the internet and troll somebody, mm-hmm. keyboard warriors, whatever you want to call them. And, oh, this sucks. Oh, he can go do da-da-da-da-da. Back in our day, man, if I told you I said anything against you, I had to answer for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wrote a check. Somebody's looking to cash, man.
Exactly.
And they're going to bounce my ass on that pavement. So, it's just social. But that's interesting to me, though. It's so weird the way it changes people. Our generations have changed. And in my opinion, it's way for the worse.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You sent me a link earlier.
Yeah.
By the way, yeah, let's hear your stories. I mean, if you got a bad story with Snapchat or
social media,
especially this Sarah Ha, if you use it and you like it, tell us why we're wrong. So that number is 918-973-0377. Call or text.
We're going to get a lot of dudes calling in. No, you're wrong. You're a bunch of creepers.
I never could say nothing to this girl, and I've had a crush on her for 15 years.
Well, guess what? Being anonymous, telling her ain't going to do shit either.
Yeah, but I feel better. So tell me, you're single? No.
Like,
you're married? Yes.
Like,
so why are you...
Like, I've seen chicks be posting them on Facebook, right? Girls that I know on Facebook be posting them. And, like, one was a dude asking a girl to marry him. Yes. One was I'm not going to name drop the females. Lord, that's bad. You know, they got it bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
Super attractive girls. I mean, great girls. Yeah. And one was, like, talking about fantasies he didn't go into details, but he said he had fantasies he wanted to do, and if he had the guts he would, this is on that app.
Holy
talking
crap.
About he had fantasies he wants to do to her, right? And yeah, and she's putting him on blast on Facebook, but
That's insane.
Okay, and she goes, I'm going to say they're in a bit of pressing, but she goes, she said that she posted it, and it's the Sarah Hall whatever app, yeah. And it's this guy saying he had all these fantasies he wants to do to her. If he had the guts, he would ask her out and make those fantasies happen. I was like, no, you wouldn't, because you couldn't even do it.
Please, somebody message us, text us, if that's ever worked. Like, you confessing your
creeperness,
your fantasies, how you fantasize and dream about this girl for X amount of years, or guy, and they say, you know what, that sounds hot, call me. Hey, that never happened.
Never. Hey, Preston Hooper down in Fort Smith, Arkansas said, how much does a polar bear weigh? He said, enough to break the ice.
I love that line. I've heard that song.
You should have used that when you didn't have the icebreakers, Adam.
I'm trying to think. That was on Hall Pass.
But, yeah. You know, and like I said, though, man, I mean, these poor girls I've been watching on just getting stupid messages, dude, like that. And I'm like, really, who does that work with? Someone's watched too much porn.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a warped mind that's watched too much porn.
Right.
If you watch too much porn and say this kind of stuff to girls, call in.
You know, I had to do a repair on a cell phone once.
Mm-hmm.
And this person, it was water damaged.
Okay.
And so they needed all their information backed up.
Okay.
And I've learned a long time ago, not even doing cell phones, from HR and stuff, you mm-hmm. never look into a woman's stuff. Because you never... And I know a lot of people worry about this, you know. But trust me, guys, you do not want to peek into a woman's life. Cause, especially their messages. Because just imagine your worst case scenario. And that's probably the case. I mean... And I'll tell you why, because I opened this up at her request, and she was there with me. I would never look through somebody's stuff without them present, because I'm not a scumbag. but I opened this thing up, and I was like, just so you know, if for this process, I'm going to see your pictures,
uh-huh.
if you want those.
Mm-hmm.
If you're wanting your messages, I'm going to see those too. Because we have to make sure we got everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, okay, well, my kids' pictures are on here, so I have to see them because I don't have it backed up. All right. Man, I pulled this thing up and message, dick pic, dick pic, dick pic, dick pic, dick pic. And I was like, are you collecting something? I'm sorry. I have to ask. And she's like, no, you don't understand. She's like, I can be sitting there in church minding my own business, not putting anything out, not showing cleavage or sending any invitation or anything, and just boom, 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 picture, picture, picture. Hey, you're cute. Picture. Hey, you want some of this? Whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, really? She's like, yeah. She's like, and she's on my Facebook. We're social media friends. She's not promiscuous. I mean, I've never mm-hmm. seen anything that would solicit someone to just send a picture of their penis to her. But
and I want to know how many times that works.
Right?
You send a picture of your junk, man. There's nothing super... There's nothing attractive about it.
Why would you do that? You know what? Text us. It's 100%
anonymous. 100%
anonymous. Just pretend we're Sarah High or whatever it is.
Tell us if you've ever sent a dick.
Our platform doesn't show the names. Have you ever sent a picture of your genitalia?
Of your junk.
And somebody just, ooh.
Oh, my God.
I like the looks of that. I want to take that car out first.
Oh, my God. Man, who does that?
That number is 918-973-0377. Let's hear your stories. Or have you? What's the creepiest come online? That would have been that's another good one, I think.
Yeah, that's always a good one. What's the creepiest come online you've ever heard? Guy or girl?
Yeah, yeah.
Guy or girl.
Or you can email us at ameetingpodcast.
Because you know females can get creepy too, man.
I've seen a few creepy
females
girls.
Can get creepy too.
I haven't experienced one in a long time. Me and my wife would actually kind of laugh about this, not laughing, ha-ha, look at them, but just like, because we have very clear lines of communication. That's where our trust is at.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, I got hit on today. And, and she's like, really? What happened? And so I'll tell the story. Then we're, ha-ha-ha. But even being a married man and getting hit on, and I'm not going to lie. I mean, to a degree, it's a little flattering.
Of course. I mean, you're still a guy. You still got, you know, it's a little ego.
I don't look like a troll. I'm at least somewhat desirable to people. But
no matter if she was, but...
And, oh my gosh, I had a job, and I'm not going to do a name drop, but it was a job in which I dealt with a lot with families who were on hard times, which meant usually it was a lot of single mothers. Okay. By proportion. And I would get hit on like 3 or 4 times a week. And this was not like in my skinny days, my attractive days. And I had to actually bring wedding photos.
Okay.
And put them in the shelf behind me. Just so... And I was like, man, is this what it's like to be a woman?
Man, I'll tell you one of my creepy ones here. So
yeah.
Go ahead and finish up.
Well, that was basically okay. It. I just can't imagine girls not being able to, like, wear certain clothes, go certain places, or act a certain way.
And guys thinking they can just take it.
Yeah.
That's the worst fucking thing.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'll kill a motherfucker in a heartbeat. I don't care. I'll say that in front of anybody.
Okay.
Because I just said it for the rest of everybody. I yeah. I'm sorry.
Please, if you're listening, don't go missing because Arlo may.
If you do, control. I'll probably be, you know, suspect number one right there. But that's right. All right, baby.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one of the creepiest ones I got was me and my boy Dutch. Dutch used to always call her celebrity stalker. She would stalk my Facebook.
Celebrity stalker.
Yeah, she would stalk my Facebook, send me messages on Facebook. This was back when I was working at the casino and I was a cashier. She'd come to my casino window. Yeah. For once, this is why I know what girls go through, you know, a little bit, not all the way. She comes up to my window and she's like, well, hey, what are you doing? I was like, working. What the fuck you think I'm doing? You know, she's trying to break the ice, and I give her credit. I mean, she tried to break the ice. But the thing was, here's the creepy part. She knows nothing about me. I barely know her first name.
Right.
Right. I barely know her first name. And she's like, well, hey, you know, we should hang out sometime and catch up. Catch up on what? I don't fucking know you. We never went to school together. I don't know you. But
to be fair, that does sound a little bit better than, well, we need to get to know each other. Because that kind of, like, implies something else.
She could even say, you know, hey, you want to hang out sometime? Just see, you know, get to know each other. That would have worked more than, let's hang out and catch up on what?
You know, people aren't genuine anymore.
No, fuck no.
They're just, you know.
And you know, that's life, is being genuine.
Right.
99% of everything I'm going to ask you is going to be answered by yes or no.
Right.
99%, unless it's a math question.
Mm-hmm.
Or a
science, answers four,
or
always
a science
four.
Question. You know, but most of the general questions I'm going to ask is a simple yes or no.
Yeah.
And that goes for people, that goes, you know, for relationships. Anything you're going to do in that sense is yes or no.
Right.
Do you want to do it? Yes or no? Nope. Okay. Deuces. Yes. Okay, cool. Let's stick around. That's it, man. In hindsight, that's it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's...
Life's easy. We complicate it.
Yeah. And we've talked about this quite a bit, you know, how much we just cannot believe how vulgar and, like, disrespectfully blunt. I mean, it's great. Blunt's great. I like blunt people. Not blunts. I can't smoke blunts.
I was wondering if you were going to catch that.
I did. I can't smoke blunts because I work for... I deal with drug tests. But people... people just think that it needs to... I'm trying to find a... Because, like, if I like somebody, and we talked about this last week, if I was not married and I was going to talk to somebody who's attractive and say, hey, you look good. You're a beautiful woman, exactly. Whatever. Mm-hmm. That's not disrespectful. Walking up, something, man, I would love to send you a penis pic. a dick pic. And,
and you know what's bad is I don't even ask. So, right? You might come across a little better if you asked.
You know, I actually want to know. I would like to see legislation against that. I mean, that's indecent exposure. If I did that to a woman in a bar and I just walked out, hey, baby, what do you think? And just whipped it out.
Wait, and you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is I don't see how it's not.
Right.
Because you can't do it to a minor.
Exactly. And they bust people on that.
Yeah. So why don't they bust people...
Maybe it just doesn't get reported. And girls just exactly. assume.
It's probably most of it because it just doesn't get reported.
Oh, I'm just used to that. Everybody does. No!
Motherfuckers start having to register as a sex offender. I bet a lot of the fucking dick pics right? quit.
Right?
Oh,
dude, he goes. Oh, he didn't check and see, and she's a minor, so he goes to jail for it. So, what are you, dude, sitting here like killed five people? What are you in for? I sent this 17-year-old girl a dick pic.
Dick pic. You are so. I'll tell you what, too, dog. Going to prison over with that.
Yeah,
you're fucked. Someone will find out. Someone knows you. Someone will know, and as soon as they find out you're a sex offender, you're boned in there, dude.
Right. You took the 10 inches.
Yeah. You took all of it. Probably for multiples. You probably getting that gangbang ran on you.
It's all right, baby. It's lots of love. Oh, that's great. That's funny. But yeah, they... I'll never understand how the game is devolved so much.
And you know, since I haven't been in my... up until the late 20s, maybe even early 30s, I don't even hustle nudie pics.
Really?
I don't even do that anymore, man. I mean, you know, I'd rather see the thing up front.
This is true.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, after you kind of see each other and you're doing things, you're kind of apart, okay, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if she wants to send something just, you know, keep you reminded at night, you know, while you're distanced.
You know, and if
But if it's... If it's something like just trying to hustle them, no, I never hustle them, dude. I don't hustle anymore.
You know, people give that away very easily, too.
Right, you got too many numbers on the back end on that call or text.
Nine. Oh, I do. All right. Good call. Good catch.
But, I mean, and that's what I hate about just idiots. And, you know, it's idiots that do shit like that that'll ruin girls. You know, make them... Look, that trust level starts going down.
Did you ever see that movie, 10 Things? No, not wasn't 10 Things. Can't Hardly Wait. I love that movie, by the way.
Oh, it was a great movie. It was like our high school movie. Yeah. Dude. That was like life for a man.
And Jennifer Love Hewitt. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Kara?
And they kind of showed what it's like to be a girl, though, because the second that she changed that relationship
Bam,
status.
Every dog was up on it.
People she hadn't talked to in years. Lying. Hell, her cousin in the movie.
It was a great movie.
Just anyone just thought she was DTF, man. Everybody just thought she was down to go.
And you know, that's what's stupid. Every guy assumes every girl is DTF.
And then the one guy who actually cared about her and really had been pining for her in not a creepy way, which it did seem really creepy in the movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was hoping for Sarah Ha.
Man, fuck that up.
But, he walked up and he genuinely was like wanting to talk to her, and then but she had been so overwhelmed with all the assholes that she just assumed he was in the same thing, and it happens all the time.
And that's life, man. I mean,
but it's worse; it's exponentially increased.
You know, that's shitty, man. Because shit like that's what's ruining a lot of these good girls.
Yeah,
and then by the time you get to them, by the time a good guy comes around to them, they're so not trusting.
Yeah.
You know, and which is fine. I mean, you know, if you're really a genuine guy, you're going to work for it.
Right.
Everybody
has baggage.
Exactly.
Everybody.
Exactly.
And it's just different. Some's a purse. Some of it's a wallet. Some people, it's a semi-truck.
Exactly.
And, I mean, that's always a test of a relationship, too, is how well you deal with that baggage. I did see something funny on Facebook, though, and it was somebody, they were trolling this guy that had a dick pic, right? he sent her a dick pic, and then, so she pretended to be a dude and said, hey, you need to get that checked out. You need to go to a doctor. And why? Well, you got a red spot on there. That's syphilis. Why you send me this syphilitis penis or what? He's like, I don't have syphilis. I'm like, oh no, that's syphilis. And my buddy's had that too. And so he's like, this goes on for like three or four or picture screenshots anyway. And no, that's a pimple. No, you better go get checked out, seriously. Otherwise, they may have to cut it out or amputate. And what? I'm crying over here. So
that's so jacked.
And then like an hour later. On the timestamps of the screenshots, he came back and he's like, "You effing a-hole. Why'd you tell me that? I just showed my mom my dick. It's just a pimple.
Dude, that's so fucked up. I'd go get that shit just looked at if I was fucking that paranoid.
But
I tell you what, too. Yeah. If you didn't have nothing to worry about, you wouldn't be scared.
That's true. That's true. But it's just, it's crazy. And plus, people don't realize you send this, and I'm not knocking it, okay? If you find somebody that enjoys those kinds of messages, those kinds of pictures, more power to you. Do your thing. What up,
Frank the Tank?
But you've got to realize that if you are, you're sending it to some random person, that stuff on the internet does not go away. I mean, you sending that something, you had better trust that person with, like, your life.
That's ridiculous, man. People just, guys are just fucking stupid.
Yeah, totally.
Like, guys in general, I just want to beat the piss out of. I do.
I hate to categorize, but I used to, during our bar days, man, I couldn't stand frat guys.
I don't even know, man. I don't even remember our college. I think most of my memories have gotten beat out of me, right, man.
And I partied a lot in frat guys. And I know not all frat guys who are fraternities are this way. We know some really upstanding guys.
Anybody from the old school, you know what I miss? I miss the Rock House.
Yes.
Dude, that Rock House, man, that was the times of my life in college. You remember the Rock House parties?
Yeah, I went to a couple of them.
Yeah, man. It's never been the same up in that place, man. I mean, when I went back to the bar, because I worked at the bar since I was 18. It's my most consistent job ever.
Yeah.
Sadly. It's the only job I've ever been good at. But, I mean, you know, when I get up there and it don't matter, man. I mean, it's, like, when I went back, I don't know if it was just the times changing or if I was changing.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, when we went, he was like, all right, let's go. I was like, ah, fuck. You know, I'm still, at the time, I was, like, late 20s.
Yeah.
Mid to late 20s. Like, that, you know what I mean, that 26, 28 range. I was like, ah, fuck you. Might as well. You're still young enough to go up to this and shit. And it just wasn't the same, dude. I went in there, and I was like, and then every time I got older, like, I can't say if it's the times changing or if it was me changing. You know what I'm saying? Because every time I went back in there, man, like when I was early 30s, especially when I hit early 30s, and I went back to the bar gig, and I was at an 18 and up club. Like, if I was in Tulsa working 21 and up, it was a little bit different because it was a lot older crowds I was at when I was working bars. But when I was back here, it was 18 and up, and I get some little 18-year-old girl just jump up, and I'm like, look, bitch, fucking put some clothes on, have some fucking respect for yourself, because trust me, those motherfuckers in there have zero for you.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like,
yeah,
have some fucking respect. Dad, like my uncle daddy hand came out. Like, I'm thinking of my niece right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, bitch, put some fucking clothes on. Does your dad know you dress like this? Does your dad know you act like this? You know? Get the fuck out of here.
That's so funny.
And that's how I knew I was getting old, man.
See,
because had it been before, I'd be like, yeah.
But actually, you were probably that way anyway, because she's probably young enough. I'm sure her mom's probably our age. Like, yeah, hey, put your
fine ass mama back on the phone.
You know what? You look like you got good jeans, and I ain't talking about the ones that's on. Put your fine ass mama on the phone.
Shit, man. I mean, that's how it goes, though, dog. I mean,
see, my idea of partying's totally changed. Back in our day, you know, back in those days, I love those house parties. You know, you go in there and it's packed, and I was like, oh, the ratio's good. You know, everybody's having a good time. No one's being, no one's a mean drunk here. Now my idea of partying is going over to a friend's house, sitting on a couch and like watching a movie or listen to music and drinking.
Mm-hmm.
That's, if we're drinking and we're socializing, that's my idea of a party. And I actually prefer having like a
quiet,
what I call it a safe place.
Yep.
Like, I can get, if I drink too much, I can just pass out on the couch and not have to worry about getting messed with. Mm-hmm. If you guys got any like bad drunk stories, like you woke up on random house or something, or
I'll tell you the funniest bad drug story.
918-973-0377. You can call or text, or if it's a big long winded thing, you can email us at AA Meeting Podcast.
We had this old girl, I'm not gonna say her name. God, Lord, no, I would never say her name. But this old girl we worked with at the casino, right?
Okay.
Our casino parties were fucking wild, dude. If anybody worked at the casino, they remember our old casino parties. Our old casino parties, man, we were up from time we left at midnight to like 9 that morning. And have to be back at 2 o'clock that afternoon.
Yeah, that's rough.
So, it was one time we were partying at one of our buddies' houses over there. And this old girl was a party girl.
Okay.
You want to be my party girl?
Yeah.
She was the fun time girl. Anyway, she passed out on the couch. Mm-hmm. And so I took a black magic marker and drew a big old dick on her face. Cops show up and she's talking to the cop, like just trying to talk to him with this giant dick on the side of her face. And the cop is stone cold. He's like this. Okay, ma'am. Okay. Okay. Miss, you might want to go look in the mirror.
Dude, that takes some skill to be able to keep a straight face through that.
Dude, he was stone cold. I don't know if he was pissed.
Yeah.
He's like, man, this drunk bitch with a dick on her face. I don't know if he was annoyed because he's just like, okay, ma'am. Okay, miss.
Yeah.
Okay. Miss, you might want to go look in the mirror. And that's all he said.
Dude, that could have only been better if he had one of the Highway Patrol hats on. The cowboy with up and down.
I mean, he was straight up John Wayne with emotions, awesome. Man. Straight up John Wayne. That's a syndrome, John Wayne.
What?
Yeah, I learned that this week.
Is that because you can't stop doing the accent?
Pilgrim.
You got a penis on your face, young lady.
I found that out this week. John Wayne syndrome is actually real. It's where you bottle up all your emotions.
I can see that, yeah. I think a lot of us got that, though. I mean, that's a big...
A lot of people do have that. And I don't know why. I don't know why.
You know, I'm a lot like that. I mean, I for the most part, I wear my emotions on my sleeve.
I do too, man, baby. I wear mine all on my sleeve.
But if it's, I'm a pretty big pacifist. I don't like conflict.
Uh huh.
So like you or I, if one of us were pissed at each other, I mean, we could set. I mean, you and I could cuss each other out, call each mm-hmm. other every name under the book, mm-hmm. and then be
done with it.
Hugging later on
after I punched you once in the face.
Yeah. Okay, please. I call it hugging. You and the fighters call it a clinch. Whatever. Just stop hitting me.
I call it inside fighting. You call it a hug.
Yeah. But see, guys, I mean, guys are like that. For the most part, guys, you know what? I can't take it anymore. You and I, we're going to go figure out. We're going to go sell this shit. And
absolutely.
Then we'll have a beer or whatever absolutely. Afterwards.
Absolutely.
But like if it's somebody I know who can't take the constructive criticism or just any kind of criticism,
uh-huh.
I won't say nothing. And I just kind of, you know what? It's not worth it. I'm just going to internalize this. And then that's what leads to blow-ups later on.
Absolutely.
Not the bomb square kind.
Not the bomb squares.
But I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people have that.
There's also another one. I forget. There's another one like Muhammad Ali syndrome. Yeah, there's... I don't mean Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
Forget, one of them's like where you think you can fix everybody.
I can. What does that have to do with Ali?
I don't know, but I'm not sure if that was the one or if it was a different one. But I mean, there was so many syndromes I learned this week, and I don't even know why I was learning them. But
I would think Ali, and not to knock Ali, but would be that you can't take adversity or you can't take conflict seriously. Maybe.
Well, I can see
because,
that.
I mean, every time he went, especially with his legacy or the three wars he had with Joe Frazier, I mean, it was, I can't even make that comparison to the fight today, but, I mean, the trash talking was on another level. I mean, he did not respect him in any way.
You know,
until later.
But. I'm super happy that I'm retired.
Yeah.
Right from fighting.
Okay.
I'm never going to try it again. But today, I went to the gym to help my buddy Will McCauley.
Yeah, I saw you do this live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Will was, I was helping Will out, teach him how to box because he's got some movies coming up.
Okay.
He does some low budget films.
Yeah. Really?
Action movies. And he's got a fight scene coming up, but plus he wants to learn how to fight, you know. So I'll teach him how to box today. I'm going to throw some punches and, you know, keep all that stuff going. Well, we get into the gym. There's these two dudes in there sparring each other.
Right.
And I'm watching them. This never happens in here. Why are these mm-hmm. guys in here? Worst sparring session I've ever seen. One of them has a fight coming up next month. And I'm trying to, I'm being polite. I'm a gentleman now. I'm not the same old asshole I used to be.
Did you scream out, "You better work"?
I wanted to. But the old dude's sitting there, and he's not... I'm not saying I look like your typical fighter, but I know I can fight.
Okay,
I've done it. I've been there. I know what I bring to the table. I didn't see shit these two dudes brought to the table, but they've been talking. Oh, big boy, he's a heavyweight, too. Keeps looking over. Well, you know, whatever, September something's going to be here sooner than later. I'm like... I hope you have an opponent, because if not, you about to have one. I will come out for one night only, attacks that ass. If you keep looking over here,
keep what's looking. September?
I don't know. I'm fucking. That's something about September date. I'm like, you gotta wait for that, homeboy. I'm king. I'm undisputed king of the parking lot.
But introduce him to the five knuckles of justice.
Justice, baby. I put it down like no one's business. I was like, man, get the fuck out of here. This dude come up and looking. I'm like, this is why. That's the only part I do miss about fighting.
Right.
Is those moments.
The posturing.
That those moments where you... That's the one part I do miss about fighting is that little bit that you... That little... You can do it and no one gets in trouble.
Right.
You know, old homeboy was sitting there trying like he was getting ready for something that I know he sucks at.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, get the fuck out of here. Well, that shit pisses me off. I was like, I'll get in there with you right now, and I guarantee I'll light your ass up.
You know what I always used to...
And I got one hand right now. And I still do it with just my right. My right hand sucks.
I've seen you, dude. I mean, you're fast, dude. You've thrown some live videos and stuff, and you wouldn't think, because, I mean, you're a big old boy. Mm-hmm. And
I wouldn't think, man.
And those hands start... Lightning hands come out. You know what used to crack me up? It's like we would get in the
lightning
bar.
In a bottle. Keep going.
You hear a storm coming, I got thunder and lightning right here.
Right here, right here. Already.
Yeah. I always used to love when we'd be in the bar and you could tell when somebody's, like, pissed.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, if they had friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because every guy's... So, like, I'm sitting here like this. Oh, wait.
What's going on?
Everybody gets tougher. Everybody starts flexing those shoulders.
Hey, what's up, Vinny? My boy Vinny Paz watching.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty badass. Keep going, brother.
And anybody be in the bar and they pissed, and every guy in there just waiting for shit to blow up. And they start swelling up, start inflating that chest, trying to look as big as they can, just in case somebody wants to say, hey, you want to help me out? yeah, man. I'm
too over that shit too, man, anymore. You'll get out there in the middle of them streets. I mean, done that shit. Well, I can't say I ain't done it in a while because I just did it a few months ago.
Yeah, I never noticed that before, except for the cubbyhole. Mm-hmm. It was with his cubbyhole, and our mutual friend, some guy he's been beefing with, and all of his friends piled up, and like the whole freaking bar just piles into the streets. And then we walk back, and you're like, man, you can tell everybody's wanting to fight. Look, he's like, Adam, look around. Look at every guy's shoulders in here, and every guy is just flexed up.
Dude, we had some good times at old bar, man. We had some good times.
And even the skinny guys looking like Conor McGregor, the skinny little guy with arms. That was always that.
Hey, thanks, Vinny. My boy Vinny just gave us a shout. He said, cool mofos, you the ball, Arlo. Love you, Vinny. We need a party soon again, sometime soon.
That's awesome, dude. Now that's
badass, right? There. Yeah, Vinny Paz, the man that just the movie Bleed for This is about. Y'all need to check that movie out, Bleed for This.
Amazing
movie. But my boy Vinny Paz's career, boxing career, about him breaking his neck and coming back, winning two more world titles after breaking his neck. Y'all need to watch it. Just a great dude. Also,
I still can't believe how jacked Miles Teller got for that.
Dude, Miles was jacked for that movie. Jacked.
And I never would have thought it seeing his other movies he was in. But man, he was jacked. If that was even like a fraction of the personality of Vinny, that is just amazing.
It is a fraction.
Yeah.
When you're hanging out with the real dude.
They always have to adapt. They always adapt and change a lot of stuff for it to look good in theaters. But I'm sure you could do a documentary style of Vinny Paz.
I tell you the coolest part, man, was when I met Vinny.
Yeah.
Like, me and Vinny only talked over the phone.
Right.
That was it. We were just voices.
Right.
You know, and then we were Facebook friends.
Uh-huh.
So, I knew what he looked like, of course, because I watched him. You know, yeah. I watched him box. Fuck, I knew who he was. But he never knew who Arlo Jumper was. Coolest part was when I went to Vegas, I'm about to get back on the elevator.
go to my room, elevator dings, and no, I'm getting off the elevator. We get off the elevator exact same time. Mm-hmm. Bing! He's on one side, I'm on the other side. And we walk out, and we meet in the middle, and he don't know what I look like. Right. And he's got his hat down. Vinny always wears these kind of military-ish looking hats.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He always gets these unique hats on that fits his style to the T. And dude knows how to break it. And I look, and I'm like, I've seen those hats. And he's got his hat real low, you know? And I love Vinny to death. Vinny's one of the coolest dudes you will ever fucking, realest dude you'll ever fucking meet. I need to get Vinny on the show again one of these days. I
mean, Vinny, if you're listening, call in. We want to hear some of your bar stories, man. That number is 918-973-0377.
And so I look over, and I see Vinny, and and I look, and I was like, that's Vinny. Mm-hmm. He's got his hat real low, but you can't see his face. And I said, Vinny. And he looks up, and he goes, he don't know who he don't know who I am. Yeah. And he goes, what's up, buddy? And that's I said, fun. Vinny, it's Arlo. And he goes, yo, Arlo, what the fuck, man? And it was just the coolest, surreal moment. Because, you know, and I was like, at that moment, I said, either he's going to remember me.
Yeah.
Or he's going to be like, who the fuck is this guy? Yeah. You know? Who the fuck is Arlo? But no, dude, and I was so nervous to say that because he's never met me. Mm-hmm. And we had a phone call. We had a conversation over 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, we had a conversation like 2-3 years.
Right.
And I was like, we only had one conversation. Great interview. Great interview. And I was like, fuck. I was like, he may not remember who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, say that number real quick for Frank.
918-973-0377. You can call or text.
And he looks at me. He's like, yo, Arlo, what the fuck? I was like, oh, shit, he remembered me. He comes up and gives me this, we give each other this big old hug. We're talking about, you know, things that he's doing, the great things he's doing. Yeah. Now he's a motivational speaker.
Wow.
I need to contact, we call her Xena because she looks like Xena off the old Warrior Princess. We call her Z. We need to get a hold of
Lucy
Z.
Lawless.
We need to get a hold of Z and talk about trying to get a hold of the to do something to help try to get Vinny into the Boxing Hall of Fame.
Sure.
And I mean, we can make a push. I don't know how to make the push. I need to get in contact with her. I should have tagged her in this so she would have watched it. Because Vinny's not in the Hall of Fame.
What?
Exactly. Dude's broke his neck and came back, won 5 fucking world titles, and it's not in the Hall of Fame.
Wow. Well, and, you know, most of the outside people like me who didn't have a lot of exposure to boxing, I've heard the name, but I mean it wasn't like Mike Tyson or something, you know. And then when the movie came out, and so I'm a Google freak, a Wikipedia freak, and so I start learning more about these people. Man, that's a huge story. How can that not be?
And hell, even if he didn't do that,
yeah.
He was a 3-time world champion before he broke his neck.
That's nuts.
So how the
is that like a popularity contest like the Music Hall of Fames are?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I don't really know how it works. I'll tell you what, though, man. We need to get that on here. We need to get Xena on here. We need to get Z on here. We can get Vinny on here. And we'll let them state their case live.
That would be awesome.
Tag it to every boxing link we can send it to the USA Today, to the New York Times. L.A. Times.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Tulsa World.
I got big mouth when it comes to social media, man. I'll spread that stuff like butter.
You know what's badass? I mean, we can go up there. We need to get him inducted, man. Fuck that. Let's start sending. I can do a write-up and put it on Facebook, Fightbook MMA.
Right.
We can take the link and put it on Fightbook MMA about getting Vinny into the hall.
Big shout out to Roberto from Fightbook MMA on Facebook. Give him a call. Great group.
And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. How is he not in the hall? The dude breaks his fucking neck.
Yeah. And comes back.
And just either a hair over a year, either just a little bit over a year or under a year. I can't remember which one he went.
Now we got a text that says, get Lucy Lawless on here.
You know, he'd be calling in and five. That's our.
He's hoping she's on Sarah Haas so he can send her anonymous creepy message. Dude, I had puberty thanks to you.
But you know, I don't see how he is not. I don't see how he is not in the Hall of Fame.
Right?
You break your neck, you come back, you win 2 more world titles. Mm. And you know what's crazy is the movie. When you talk to Vinny, the movie doesn't exactly
They never do.
Dictate how it went. Like, yeah. When you watch the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, folks, if you're watching biopics, whether it's Bleed for This or Ray, Walk the Line, I mean, there's countless of them. The Fighter. That's nothing. I mean, seriously, if you watch these movies, that's great. If you love the movies, that's great. Bleed for This is an excellent movie. But do your research afterwards and learn the truth about these people. Because, granted, I mean, imagine packing in a huge life full of accomplishments into an hour and a half. I mean, seriously, I mean, you've got to look this stuff up because you will earn so much more respect than what was paid in that movie. Yep.
And you know what? What I was getting at was, like, the movie, they had to jazz it up for Hollywood. And actually, I can't even say jazz it up. They had to jazz it down. Tell me that ain't crazy.
Yeah.
And Miles said it in an interview, and Vinny will say it in. I've heard Vinny say it in interviews. Vinny breaks his neck literally, I can't remember if it's the next day or within a week, is already training, is already trying to lift weight with a broke neck and a halo on his head.
That's crazy.
If the doctors told him if that broke vertebrae moves a centimeter, he's done. It's cutting it's severing that spinal cord and he's done.
Quadriplegic.
Yeah. But he gets out there within less than a week. That's when awesome. You watch the movie, because they said nobody would believe it as fast as he tried.
Right.
They had to jazz it up and make it look like it was a few months after. A month or two after.
You know what my favorite part of that movie was? The end credits.
Oh, absolutely.
When they showed like the real deal.
My favorite part was the final interview.
Yeah.
When he's sitting there talking to, where the reporter's talking to Miles.
Broke his fucking neck was attacked. Somebody came in.
Love the interaction.
Again, guys, you can text in 918-973-0377. Save it in your phone. Every Sunday, we're live 6:30 here at the AA meeting. We love interaction with you guys. We'll take phone calls, texts, emails, all that good stuff. Like, share, and comment on whatever feed you're listening to. Share us on Facebook. Get the word out. But yeah.
I mean, it's just it's ridiculous, man, that he is not in the hall. Mm-hmm. And you know what? What else irritated me was the movie didn't do as great in the theater as it should have.
Yeah.
I mean, it almost got to the Oscars. It got like right on the break of the Oscars.
Miles did need an Oscar for that,
dude. He did. He sounded just like Vinny.
Yeah, really.
When you hear Vinny talk and Miles talk, dude, it's money. And it's funny because you know when I was in Vegas at the premiere,
right.
That sounds so important when I say that.
You know you can't say that enough.
And hopefully I got some big news later. I'm not going to say nothing until things happen. Okay. But hopefully I have some big news and I'll be going back to Vegas shortly.
Yes! That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. But anyways, I can't say that until
you can't happens. Say why not, or what you're doing, yet. But you
I'm
maybe.
Not, I'm not going to jinx it.
You may be in town tearing it up again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know me, Mr. VIP, baby. Limousine riding, jet flying.
Wearing that cowboy hat.
Girl stealing, wheeling and dealing, baby.
Woo!
Ric Flair in the house, man.
Yeah, Nature Boy's going to sue my ass.
I was like, for what? Dude, we got copyright claim for showing a Raiders proposed theater. Yeah, thanks, Arlo. You guys, this video will be online tonight. Watch it while you can before Ric Flair does a copyright infringement claim on it.
But technically, I changed it.
That's true.
I did jazz it up to fit me a little bit.
Yeah.
And you know, technically, it fit me, man. I was flying it. I was in the jet. I was in a limo.
Did you let the southern accent come out?
Oh, really? Dude.
Just really
milking. I just let it go. I didn't even care. And like, you can't hide it up there.
No.
And I'll tell you what, there's two things every girl loved in Vegas about me.
Right?
Actually, three besides my smile, but that's beside the point. That's everywhere.
Humility?
That too, number four. But number one was the hat. Number two was the accent.
Yeah.
see, I changed that up a little bit just so I wouldn't get killed. I don't get sued.
That's your tagline, man. Because I'm a wheeling, dealing, stealing son of a gun. That's awesome.
But
I love when you can go out and let the accent flow.
Oh, dude, it was money in Vegas for me.
I've got the worst accent. I mean, especially like when I'm drunk, Then it I turn into Forrest Gump, you know. Absolutely. Speaking of Forrest Gump.
See, I don't. I try to keep my composure and keep my cool.
You don't drink, but
that's true.
I drink for two. So, I was on the poker table when I was in Vegas. And so I was playing poker. I spent like 4 hours. I used to play poker, I don't want to say professionally, although I did play for money, obviously, before they made it illegal in America, which I'm going to get lit for a second. Call your senators. If you like to play poker, get this online gambling back because it's freaking dumb. Anyway, you cost me a lot of money by taking that away. I was just finding my groove. Anyway, so I'm in Vegas and I'm playing on a poker table, mm-hmm. and I'm playing with a guy who played in the World Series of Poker.
Okay.
He had all the patches and the hats on. Mm-hmm. A couple of guys, you mm-hmm. can tell that they play poker all the time. They got mm-hmm. the rings on. They got mm-hmm. the card holders.
They're poker players.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I get in this monster hand. And so I'm like luring him in. I'm playing my game, playing my strategy. Anyway, the guy loses and he gets mad. And I love playing poker with people who lose their temper mm-hmm. because they just so it's funny to me because they get so mad. How the F are you playing this hand like this? And da 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 da. And they roll it too. And I just kind of lean back. And I had a few at that point.
Uh-huh.
And I lean back and I'm just looking at him. And I was like, why? Why? All right. Does that mean we're not friends no more? I was like, maybe college isn't your game. Maybe we should have a spelling contest. Man, everybody at that table just starts rolling.
Did you pull out your guns and set them on the table and sit there? Now we can be friends again.
He walked off and he stormed off, and I just looked at that dealer. I was like, poor soul.
Just too high strung.
The stress was too much for him to bear. And everyone just loved. That dealer's like, I've been waiting 15 years to hear somebody quote that with a real accent.
That's what's up, dude. That's a great story. I loved how it ended. I did. I love Tombstone. It's my favorite movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
People want to ask me what my favorite movie of all time. It's Tombstone.
For real. I mean, that does not... I cannot... That and Twister, both Bill Paxton movies, I cannot see it on and not watch it.
Mm-hmm. I cannot watch
Twister. I don't care if I'm, like, watching, like...
My movies, Young Guns 1 and 2 and Tombstone.
The second one.
I can watch, Young Guns 2. I can watch them all day. All day. Anyways, what I was going to get to was when we were in Vegas before we got caught up talking about good times, was Vinny... With Miles talking like Vinny.
Yeah.
Funniest part was when we were at that premiere, they were doing interviews in front of everybody mm-hmm. down the floor.
Right.
And Vinny is doing his, you know, talking like he always does. Miles would get in there and talk like Vinny. And it was fucking hilarious, dude, just hearing him do it. And I was like, this dude just straight up got it, you know? I was like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
You know, how do you mimic That's people awesome. And just throw it out there? I mean,
research, man.
You have to really get in depth to be that good. You know
that's always been my litmus test of an actor mm-hmm. is how much they lose themselves in mm-hmm. a role. Like you get in, Brad Pitt's a great actor, mm-hmm. but he allows himself to just let his style carry over, sell the movie. It's like mm-hmm. Tom Cruise does in Mission Impossible. Every movie he plays the same guy, except for Tropic Thunder, which is like the goofiest movie, and you would never hear someone talk about brilliant acting in that movie. But you look at Tom Cruise in it when he's got all the prosthetics and the makeup, and he does not seem himself at all. Another one's Heath Ledger, the late, great Heath Ledger, mm-hmm. Dark Knight, my favorite Batman of all time. Mm-hmm. I've always been a Heath Ledger fan, but in that movie, he totally became someone else. He allowed himself to be transformed into mm-hmm. something else. And for me, that makes a great actor. And this is Miles did this in mm-hmm. this movie.
He did. He took that role and ran with it, dude.
He shouldn't. That should have gotten an Oscar.
I agree.
I don't remember who got an Oscar that year. I don't either. It freaking sucked.
I don't either. Because it wasn't. And like I said, though, we need to work on getting Vinny in that hall, dude. I need to get a hold of Z.
You got a mission.
I do. I got one now for the show.
Yeah.
And we get him in the hall, man. We're gonna make it happen,
right?
I'm gonna get a hold of Z and see who I got to talk to, because I don't even care, man. I don't care if I got to shoot emails down to the people who run the Boxing Hall of Fame and talk to them.
Yeah,
and I'll just blatantly ask them why if I can get a hold of them. You know, why is it? Who does the voting? How does the voting work?
Yeah,
you know, honestly, I see guys that haven't won, barely won one world title that are in there. You know, got one or two nuts. World titles. Don't even have five and didn't even break their neck and came back.
You know, the definition of a Hall of Fame has got to be beyond, like, dollars earned or attendance or tickets sold. I mean, it's got to be your story, your legacy. I mean, what you overcoming adversity. Hell, there's people who had no adversity but and still been successful. What you gave back, what you did for this sport.
Exactly.
You know,
and he did a lot.
Yeah,
he did a lot. He set the bar high on how to make comebacks for people, man. I mean, he's going around the world now. He just did a tour in over in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, promoting his movie. I mean, the movie's still going on worldwide right now, being played.
Yeah.
And he does all kinds of motivational speaking for people. He does a lot of with people who's like been paralyzed.
Yeah.
He's been doing a lot of motivational speaking for them, because, I mean, the dude was a centimeter away from being paralyzed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
you guys cannot, unless you pull out a ruler, and not for the dick pics, but for, seriously, you pull out a ruler and look at the centimeter side of it. Now, that's how far this man was from losing the entire use of his body. Okay? A centimeter is like a fraction of an inch. So that's insane.
I'd say the craziest part is it was real in the movie because Vinny's never done drugs.
Mm-hmm.
He loves nightlife, but he's never done drugs.
Right.
And he didn't even take the painkiller they were trying to give him when they were taking the halo out.
I'm a sissy when it comes to pain, man. I can't do it, especially like internal pain.
Mm-hmm.
When I had my surgery and they drilled into the back of my skull, mm-hmm. which I guess could be kind of similar, just a fraction of that, the halo.
Oh, dude.
I can't imagine, like, all those screws, mm-hmm. but they took a Dremel, basically, and hollowed out one section of the skull behind my ear to put the shunt, the bladder in to fix my hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had my appendix removed. Mm-hmm. I've broken bones.
Mm-hmm.
I've had just about every illness that the average American has.
Of course.
I've never felt pain like that.
I can't even imagine.
Bone pain is the worst.
Oh, yeah. Worst pain I ever had was when I first broke this wrist.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a great story. Oh, that kills me that story got lost.
We might tell that story. We might tell that story next weekend.
Yeah, when we got more time, we got to hear that.
Because that's a great story. But when I first broke this wrist, I went and got it looked at by the doctor mm-hmm. on site.
Yeah.
In which they were like, here, go down here. We'll write you this. Go take it down to the ER.
Yeah.
And we went down to Tulsa, and, you know, they look at it, whatever. Well, anyways, it wasn't nothing. They said, like, oh, you're fine. Of course, nobody wants to pay for shit.
Right.
You know, so, like, yeah, you're fine. Oh, okay. Well, I go home. And I literally thought my hand was shattered.
We got text in. Boner pain is also bad.
That is real bad, Frank.
Especially you take those blue pills. I hear that, you know, after 4 hours, they got to stick a needle in your schlong there. So, boner pain's got to suck.
So
if you're lucky.
I was like, okay, well, maybe nothing's wrong with my hand. Maybe I just messed it up a little before the fight. And I knew there was something bad, too, but I was just trying to play it off. So I go off for about a week.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I threw a hook, like, literally, I'd go straight to my knees. As soon as I landed, I'd just go straight to my knees. Couldn't even touch it. Yeah. I couldn't even do this.
Yeah.
I can do that now. I mean, I think I got a ligament problem in it now.
That or caught the arthritis.
I don't know what's wrong with it. Yeah. It's probably about to fall off.
See, that's going to be me after one punch when we do this boxing challenge.
Oh, we didn't do it Saturday.
We forgot to do that yesterday.
Why did you forget?
I was busy.
That's what it was. I told so many people there was something I was supposed to do at noon yesterday. There was something I was supposed to do, and I couldn't remember, and it was fucking Adam to help him throw boxing so we could put it on the AA meeting page.
This week.
Damn it.
We got to do it.
This Saturday. Well, I can't do it Saturday. I'll do it Sunday.
We'll do it one day of the week. Yeah. During the week.
Because I got that new job and I'll work till 5 on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll work it out. We'll record it. Arlo will probably be on Facebook Live.
Oh, you know I'm going live with it.
You know what? Screw. You can do it on. No, don't do it on your page. Do it on the AA meeting page.
Okay,
we got to promote this page. AA Meeting Podcast is our Facebook page. We're also on Twitter, AA Meeting Pod. Or you can just, search AA Meeting Podcast on anything. Facebook, YouTube. We're on Instagram. But that's we're out there. And if, you know, we got a couple minutes. If you got a great story of overcoming, like.
How many minutes we got left?
We've got about just over under 15. But text in 918-973-0377. That is a change from our usual phone number, and Arlo is heartbroken because he doesn't get to say pick up the sticks. You know, the old number was 916-666.
Oh, yeah, and Vinny's got 50 fucking wins. My bad, Vinny. Hey, Vinny, we need to party one this time soon.
You know what? Bring me with you, because Vinny, I know this man doesn't drink.
You stay strong too, brother.
But I drink, so I'll drink for him. So you and I, we need to throw him back. We need to throw it down, because I can keep up.
I mean, dude, it's just it's bullshit. He ain't in there, man. Yeah. Yeah, we'll get Vinny on here, man. Let him state a case. And man, I don't care, man. I want him to do. I want him to get on here, and we can let him state a case.
Yeah.
And like I said, man, we'll keep it. We'll keep it straight, keep it legit, and send it to like USA Today. Mm-hmm. I've done that before,
right?
When my boy Louis Collazo wanted to fight Amir Khan,
I remember seeing this.
When he wanted to fight, man, we sent it to everybody. We sent it to ESPN. We sent it to USA Today, LA Times. All I do is contact people, and it's like something about stories when you get on their websites, and I was just sending it to them, and I just type in. So-and-so,
yeah,
you know, Louis Collazo calling out Amir Khan, and it's crazy as fuck, and this guy from TKO Network told me, he goes, don't ever feel like what you did didn't matter. At first, I was like, what is he talking about? Because I told him Monday when it happened, right? It happened Sunday, and by Monday, or it happened Saturday, we did it on a Saturday, we did it on the fly, just a show out of nowhere to let Louis call him out, because I knew Louis was pissed. And I told Tiger, I said, somebody's got to get this story out. Somebody's got to get this.
Yeah.
So we're going to do the same for Vinny.
Let's do it.
Because right now, no one's talking about him. Vinny, let's see if we can make this happen next week.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can make this happen next week with Vinny.
Arlo, you got the connection, man.
Yeah,
it happen. And
we'll cut an interview real good.
I can do some nice graphics for it. We can do a show around it. That'd be a Facebook Live, hell.
Yeah, we'll definitely do it live. Yeah. But like I did for Louie, man, and I sent it out to... And I told my buddy, I can't remember the dude's name now. He was on TKO Network.
Yeah.
But I sent him the link, and he listened. He goes, dude, that's badass. He goes, don't feel like what you did doesn't matter.
Right.
And I sent it to everybody, ESPN, anything in big cities, papers. I was sending it to him, like Miami,
right?
USA Today, New York Times, Tulsa World, everybody.
And ESPN. I tell you what, on this show, or whenever I upload this podcast, for those of you watching on YouTube right now, check the description. I'm going to have a link to this page so that you can share this on your social media. And I'll also include, if I can find him, some good websites and stuff, his Wikipedia page. Or Vinny, if you've got a website, your own personal website, holler at Arlo, and I'll throw that in there as well.
He does have
Vinny. Okay, we'll share Vinny's website. You guys got to check this guy out. He's been... Story, legacy, everything is
legit, Vinny.
Better than anybody that's in boxing today, but for sure.
Definitely, brother. We'll make that happen this coming week or ASAP. But anyways, like I said, man, we'll get him on here and I'll send it to everywhere I can do, just like I did the last one. And a crazy thing is with Collazo, we did that on a Saturday, right? We sent it out Saturday, as soon as it was done, man, I just started emailing everybody that I could, sending it to people.
Yeah.
Because even if it went somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And crazy as shit is, that Thursday they announced the fight. By Tuesday, ESPN was putting out Collazo, something about Collazo and Khan, and I told Tiger, I said, you fucking think we had something to do with that? He goes, I don't know. We're freaking out. And my boy from TKO Network, he was like, dude, I'm going to tell you, you had something to do with that, but they'll never give you the credit, but know you had something to do with it. And like my boy Josh Cohen, ESPN Radio, West Palm Beach.
Right.
He goes, when we were in Vegas, he's like, how'd you get here? I said, dude, I did a $100 podcast.
Yeah.
And he's like, bro, that's fucking awesome. He goes, don't ever think what you did never mattered.
Right.
He said, nobody gets here on a $100 podcast.
That's awesome, dude.
And like I said, I was the first person to interview Vinny.
Yeah.
When everyone didn't think the movie, you know,
yeah.
before the movie ever got, when the movie just got started and people was like, oh, I don't know if it's going to happen, whatever. I was like, yeah, bring him, dude. I loved his story. Yeah. I knew his story.
Yeah.
I knew people he fought. I watched him fight a few times. You know, mm-hmm. I was young, but I watched him fight a few times because I've been a boxing fan since I was forever.
Right.
And so I'm sitting there and I was like, I get to talk to this dude.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't even know what to say to this dude. You know?
I can't imagine, dude. I'm just starstruck just having him watching our show right now.
I was so pumped just like Vinny watching and comment.
Right?
Interacting with me on the show. Dude, I love it.
It's like, I know that guy.
Yeah. I met him. Yeah. It's so just crazy. Shut
up. Why you got one up me, Arlo?
Oh, man. You were the one always talking about the fish stories.
That's true.
And I mean, dude, it's unreal I've done with these little podcasts, dude.
Yeah.
And I mean,
I'm so glad to be a part of it too. I love doing this. It like the highlight of my week when we were, mm-hmm. whenever I was in Vegas that week and when mm-hmm. I had vacation, a mm-hmm. Couple weeks before, mm-hmm. man, it killed my week. I was like, man, I just feel so, empty.
I got
like,
you, man.
I mean, I was like, I've got all this stuff to say. I was like, I got all these stories. And oh, then dude. I can't tell nobody or it's just not the same because, mm-hmm. you know.
I got you, brother.
But we've been getting a lot of positive feedback from all of you who've watched this. And we really do appreciate it. Trust me, it does not fall on deaf ears. We also, not to change subject, but we do like to give local shout-outs. And for instance, I've been giving shout-outs to my a good friend of mine, Johnny, over at Sooner Construction. They're doing the remodel of my home. They're doing excellent work. If you need any construction, holler at these guys. See, he can give you a good estimate. He's really comparable. He's, like, really fair. And I'm getting a better deal than any of the contractors that I had a shout-out. We've also ate. We're going to go over on time, but that's fine.
Fuck it.
We both ate at the local food truck in town.
Oh, my God.
Le Grubbs.
Yep.
Food Catering.
Justin Phillips' truck, Le Grubbs Food Catering.
Yeah.
Great people. Yeah. Great people.
Man, he's got passion for it.
He does, man. He went to school for it at Oklahoma State University for culinary arts.
Yeah.
I mean, the dude can make you anything. And, I mean,
it's so different in a great way.
It is, dude. Like, what he brings out of that truck,
yeah.
you wouldn't expect.
No.
Like, I expect, like,
microwave hamburgers?
Something super greasy.
Yeah.
Something super greasy. It's quality.
Oh, yeah.
Super quality. And, I mean, I'm not talking just because I like the guy and I know people.
Oh, yeah.
The food is over-the-top quality.
Mm-hmm.
At an extremely price-friendly budget.
See, I had been waiting to go down there because I thought I was going to be eating like a $10, $15 burger.
Yep.
No. Because as much as he talks about his Facebook page, again, look up Le Grubbs Food Truck. Or Le Grubbs Catering, mm-hmm. is it?
Food Truck Catering, I believe is what it's called.
But I just kept hearing the freshness of the ingredients. And
oh, yeah.
He goes down to the farmer's market and this is local grown vegetables and stuff, and that's what he uses. Not store-bought, not frozen stuff. And I've never had a burger like that.
No.
And
best burger you'll find in town, dude.
Wow.
I mean, it's unreal. And people's like, well, what does he do? I'm not going to spoil it. Go try it. You will not be disappointed.
Big Daddy Burger. Let him know Arlo and Adam at the AA meeting sent you, okay?
He's wanting us to do a show from his food truck.
I saw that, I talked to him that day, mm-hmm. and I ate the food, and I don't do this often. And I ate the food, and then I was like, man, that was real. I got to go shake their hands.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's because, see, my job, I travel a lot. I'm on the road. I go eat at the 14 counties of northeastern Oklahoma, that is the Cherokee Nation. I hate fast food. I mean, I eat it a lot. But I hate fast food, especially here in town. All of our fast food here sucks. And I'm sorry if you work at one in Tahlequah, but the quality is garbage.
Horrible.
It's just, don't get me started.
Exactly.
I really take food way more seriously than I should, as you can tell if you saw me in person. But I love somebody who does something different. And that's the problem that Tahlequah has is we're dominated by fast food chains.
Mm-hmm.
We've got like a dozen Mexican restaurants. We got a half dozen Chinese restaurants. And there's only
one Mexican restaurant that's in town for me. That's El Zarape's.
Zarape's?
Dude, it's like family when you go in there. That's the one thing I love about it.
We went to high school with Sergio.
It's not even that. It's good. When you go in there, dude, they treat you like family. The service is great. The food quality is best in town.
Funny side note, I was trying to learn Spanish back in the day, and they have at one point they had newspapers that they gave away, and I was grabbing one, and he's like, you know that's Spanish, right? And I was like, yeah, I'm trying to learn Spanish. That's awesome. And just he's really happy for me, and he's
always
like,
always talk boxing with their dad.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Get in there, start talking boxing fights.
And nice guy.
They're great people. Great people. Love all them people over there.
But, yeah, I finished eating that my Big Daddy Burger from Le Grubb's. Came out there, and I had to meet the guy who cooked. I was like, he thought there was a problem with it. I was like, dude. He's like, what? I was like, that's awesome burger. And then we know the girl who works was taking the orders, Kayla. And then we got to talking local. I was like, man, you guys – do your thing. I was like, don't let anybody stop you. I was like, we need diversity in culinary diversity here in town. Get away from these fast foods so people can really know what quality is.
Absolutely.
And then she introduced me to Justin.
Great dude.
And he's really friendly, really open, passionate.
How much time we got left? I know we're
like
over.
A minute.
Like on live time or
time? No, we're just, it's a minute.
You know, while y'all are watching, if anybody's watching on here, I just want to talk about this before it, before we just completely forget about it.
Okay.
There's one thing we didn't talk about today was the artificial intelligence.
Oh yeah.
So listen over. It's gonna spill over a little bit. Join in on here. Watch us live on Facebook or listen afterwards.
Right.
When we put it up on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So this week, Adam, you read more of that article than I did.
Right. Before we get into this, now you got to listen to last week's podcast where we were talking about pickup lines earlier. Last week we had a live caller that came in, and I've got to say that's one of the funniest moments that we have had since we started in the 23, now 24 episodes that we've done. A good loyal friend, listener, Frank, called in and tried one of these crazy pickup lines with his wife, and he sent us an update, and apparently Frank still hasn't gotten laid. I'm sorry, Frank.
Hey, brother, it's all right.
That's part of marriage, buddy.
I'm pretty sure you're sitting on the dry end with the rest of us.
Keep swinging for the fences. Arlo, he may be matching you with your wrist brace.
I'm a righty, thank God. I'm a righty, but thank God this was my power hand when I was punching. That's why it's all fucked up to this day.
You can hear the pickup line in the intro. You got to listen to the intro again. That's Frank's voice on there.
Listen to that intro.
Awesome, dude.
But, you got to listen to it.
Yeah. he said tune in. He'd give us an update.
Oh,
so.
Shit.
I'm sorry, Frank. I feel your pain, buddy. But yeah, now the AI is getting big, and we talked a couple episodes ago about virtual reality.
Yep. And when I did the virtual reality thing. Yeah, dude. Yeah. So fucking cool. It was like being a Tron.
Yeah, and you look over, in this very room, I've got a VR system. I've got VR, and it's crazy, but the AI is becoming a thing. And Elon Musk, the guy behind Tesla, guy who just gives away technology, was cautioning us about artificial intelligence. And yes, we are talking Terminator, Skynet stuff.
Yes, that's what we're about to get into. Quit stealing my shit, Adam. Start talking.
I'm sorry. But anyway, they had a couple of AI bots. They could access the internet, but they couldn't put out on the internet. So they couldn't hack and take over. But they had two different bots named, I can't remember the first one's name. The other name is Alice. Resident Evil people? Yes, you know what I'm talking about. Watch the Resident Evil movies, you'll know. But anyway, the bot one and Alice is just what I'm going to call them. Mm-hmm. And they developed their own language, which they started taking words out of the English language and started using their own language and eventually just phased the English out completely. But that's what they're kind of going on about, because they weren't self-aware, but they were getting on that threshold. Mm-hmm. And you got to understand, look at the cell phones, look at computers. In the world of IT, coming from an IT professional, the IT, the technology, after 6 months, it's obsolete. Now, usually it's been 3 months before it was invented by the time it gets to the consumers. So they could be talking about AI now, but that exponentially, I mean, all it takes is going self-aware, and then they can, if they override the programming to, you know, do no harm or kill no humans or whatever, they can see humanity for what it is, which is a virus and cancer upon the planet.
And try to take it out, like they do in the movies. You completely lost me until that point, but I'm going to break it down for all those real people.
Okay.
Basically, what happened was those two bots,
yeah,
we're going to call Bot 1 and Alice, because we knew one was named Alice. Bot 1 and Alice was communicating back and forth in this article.
Right. We'll share this on our Facebook.
Then, Bot 1 and Alice started making their own language to communicate with
each
other. Exactly. That's how fucking Skynet and Terminators get created.
Mm-hmm.
Here I've been training for a zombie apocalypse. I think that's TV's way of messing with me.
Yeah.
They said, Arlo, zombies are what's going to happen in this world. They didn't tell me Terminators were, or else I'd have been preparing for them and watching more, you know, Terminators. But, anyways.
Oh, my camera froze.
Back to the...
go ahead. I'm going to see if I can fix this.
Back to the subject at hand. So, these two robots, two artificial intelligence, start communicating back and forth. Have you seen the robot of the lady? Well, I'll share that one to you, too. There's a guy who created a robot, and it's a woman. Yeah. And she can have a conversation with you, right?
Wow.
And he goes, and like, he'll talk to her. He'll say something, and she'll answer. He'll say something, and she'll answer.
Yeah.
And the creepiest part about the video, they didn't show this. You have to go to this other video that shows the whole thing. And he asked the robot, either what's your intentions, what is something...
And I'm sorry for anyone watching this. I realized my camera froze and I look constipated. I trust me, I'm not.
And they're talking all this stuff about you don't see it in the original in the first clip.
Yeah.
But if you go and dig deep for this video, he asks her some kind of question and she goes, "I will destroy the world."
Wow.
And he's like, "No, no." And I was like, "What the?" And it's a robot that he invented.
Yeah. That's happened on Microsoft was also doing an AI, and the woman, they allowed the woman to learn from social media, and she ended up, after 3 days, she became, the intelligence on there became fascist, racist, nymphomaniac. If that doesn't tell you what social media does to you, overexposure, it will kill you. But we're winding down, and I think I'm running out of memory or something here because our cameras just froze up. So anyway, for me, I'm Adam. Remember, if you got a business or something that you would like to promote, we are fishing for sponsors. You can email me at AA Meeting Podcast, or you can send a text or a phone call to 918-973-0377. Special shout out and thanks to Vinny for chiming in on the podcast today.
Huge shout out to Vinny, man. I appreciate you chiming in with us, man. Just always appreciate your opinion.
Right.
Like I said, dog, we need to get together again soon and me, you, and Z, and party like rock stars again one of these nights.
But with that, I'm going to turn it over to Arlo with some words to live by.
Oh, you know, we really didn't cover much of, you know, we just kind of rambled about fun topics tonight. So I don't know what I'm going to come up with here. I'm just thinking randomly, you know, about change and how we do it and why we need to do it and all this other stuff. You know, every human being in this world has four characteristics. We have self-awareness, conscience, independent will, creative imagination. And all those four characteristics, you know what they do for us? They give us the absolute freedom of the power to choose, the power to respond, most importantly, the power to change. Remember that. Always remember that. That's the power you have inside of you every day. Remember, life's short. Live passionately, like we always do about this time. Keep living strong. Keep training strong. Most importantly, baby, keep loving strong. Till next week, AA Meeting, we out.